Located in the Northrop King Building of the Arts District of Northeast Minneapolis, Hedberg Maps is the creation of Tom and Jennifer Hedberg, who founded Latitude's Map and Travel Store in 1987. Nat Case, a fine arts major from Carleton College, joined the store and helped evolve the business from simply selling maps to actually making them. He says that his fascination with maps began at an early age.
A friend of mine and I, back in fifth, sixth grade, started an imaginary company where we made maps and we made flags and did a project in seventh or eighth grade, I can't remember which, that was like a survey of, I grew up near Princeton, New Jersey, and did a survey of the business district where I did a sort of a map and said different things about the different stores. Went down the line and asked them questions and made a map of the whole business district, which they ended up giving to the Historical Society after a few years ago, a kind of useful resource for them to see what things look like in the mid-70s.
Nat's first professional map was of the chain of lakes in Minneapolis. That paved the way for a number of regional maps and beyond that range from college campuses to dog parks. He says that they try to draw on existing maps, but that due to the constant evolution in landscapes, traveling to the places in person and doing field work is ideal, especially when considering landmarks for small-scale maps like college campuses.
What you want to communicate in a map like that that's showing people how to get around, you want to communicate what the structure of the space is, and you'll come across a landmark that may not show up like a garden or a decorative thing that you want to say, this is a thing that people will recognize as they walk by, so you want to put it on the map. That sense of detail and that sense of sort of quirky landmarks is really important.
The staff at Hedberg Maps strive to make maps for practical purposes, but Nat explains that there is an aesthetic value to maps that require creativity in addition to math.
When you're actually looking at the map and trying to interpret it as a map, is it working? Is it showing the things in the right sort of foreground and background? Because when you read a map, you go into a map. You look at the overall view and get a sense of the overall structure of the space that you're talking about. And then you go in and do analysis of particular parts, and then you come back out and see how they relate to other parts, and you go back in. And it's an in-and-out kind of operation to look at a map and to view a map. You know, if you're going out to a farmer's market, what are the things you need to know in order to be able to get there? Well, you want to know the numbers of the little roads that go out to the farm. It may be less important to know where Mall of America and Southdale are. But if you're making a map that is labeled as a map of the Twin Cities, people could be using it for anything, and so you really have to think about what is a major landmark to the general public. And this is where some of that issues of bias comes in, because, you know, what's the general public? You know, that there are some parts of the public that will say, well, I don't give a hoot about Mall of America. I never go to Mall of America. That's an evil place. But most of our audience, including myself, think it's a major landmark. Whether you like it or not, it's still an important sort of thing. And a lot of the politics comes down to a judgment level of you know, is that a good landmark or a bad landmark?
Some of the maps here tell a story and delve into the cultural history of past events, such as the history of Santa Claus to the Titanic.
So this map has what's called the Titanic reference map, and on one side it has the route of the Titanic, and it talks about the context of the voyage in terms of shipping routes in general. The shipping routes were changed after the Titanic sank to be somewhat further south, so there'd be less risk of hitting an iceberg again. They reorganized the ice patrol, the lifeboat rules. This talks about the various searches that were made to find the Titanic and how they finally found it. Gives it a little diagram of how deep it actually is proportionally to the ship, which is pretty huge. And gives some other graphics about iceberg frequency, the rate. You can visualize the actual ratios of people who were lost and saved by class and by gender, the women and children first thing. Okay. And then on the other side we have essentially a map of the ship, a cross-section diagram of the ship. And again, some more graphics and facts and things about the Titanic.
While they don't hold regular open hours, Hedberg Maps welcome visitors, and they have an open house during Arteworld, More information can be found at hedbergmaps.com. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.